Right. So, first of all, have you ever seen anything like what we've seen this week?
I don't think any of us have, and I think you've put your finger on what the problem is and pointed it out, which is this is a situation where social media users have now moved on from the political landscape and have had, exerted their influence to an extent never seen before in a Wall Street trading floor. And that's what's caused this GameStop, et cetera, phenomenon where in the past week, a couple shares of companies that are not worth very much have gone up 500% or 1,000% in a week.
And along the social media lines, I talked with you a couple months ago whenever Facebook and Twitter were taking action against information on their website and basically at their discretion taking things down, and we talked about how they have the right to do so. If you're in the spot of, say, Robinhood, which is an app that allows people to trade on the stock market, do they have the same right as social media, or is it different because they're dealing with the markets?
It is different, but they do have contractual rights, and I would urge anybody who is using the Robinhood app or considering it to go to their website and download the 33-page contract because it's actually worthwhile to read. Within the past 24 hours, we've seen half a dozen or more lawsuits filed against Robinhood by people alleging that they were improperly limited or barred from buying shares in GameStop or AMC, the movie theater chain, or BlackBerry. And I have to say that I think they have not looked at their customer agreement. The customer agreement online from June of 2020 states in Section 16, there's a headliner. It says restrictions on trading. And the first sentence in their multiple paragraphs is, it states as follows, I understand that Robinhood may, in its discretion, prohibit or restrict the trading of securities or the substitution of securities in any of my accounts. And I looked for that because I saw a bunch of legal commentary from law professors saying that Robinhood was within its rights in restricting trading.
So within the other, go ahead.
The other factor that's also at play is just functional economics. And by that, I mean when people go to their phone or computers and make a trade, it looks like a seamless transaction, but there are actually a lot of people involved because when the money changes hands, it goes from an online brokerage firm to what's known as a clearing firm. And the clearing firm has to post money in order for the transaction to occur. Collateral has to be placed. And Robinhood's executives, as well as executives of Webull and some of the other trading firms, let it be known that their online clearinghouse firms were telling them, look, you guys don't have enough money to post to make these transactions, and Robinhood had to go to its lines of credit and borrow hundreds of millions of dollars this week because one of the facts that's happening is the rate of people buying things on options, which is what's happening here through the Reddit site, has gone up 30%. Just a year or two ago, people thought it was incredible that there were tens and millions of people a day or orders a day on call options. We're up over 30 million a day now.
Yeah, you can tell me if I'm interpreting this wrong, but basically Robinhood was taking on a lot of risk, it sounds like, and in their basically terms and conditions, they had the right to limit that risk and do what they saw fit, right?
That's true, as well as their regulatory rules and conditions that apply to them that they have to look out for. Now, there's a tug of war here because one of the rules that applies to them through the brokerage rules, FINRA's Rule 5310, requires Robinhood as a trading platform to make every effort to execute a marketable customer order that it receives promptly and fully. But making every effort arguably doesn't mean you can always do it. And if economically you functionally cannot do it and make all the transactions when even the stock exchanges had to stop trading of some of these shares at various times during the past week or two, I think it's understandable why they had to limit access at times.
So do you see the lawsuits against Robinhood that have came out in the last, like you said, 36 hours or so? Do you see those going anywhere?
I think they're really facing an uphill climb on several fronts. One is the customer agreement with the restriction on trading that we've covered. And there are a couple other problems with those lawsuits, too. There are clauses in the agreements about waiving or limiting liability to a great extent. And even more to the point, there are provisions in there about not conducting these disputes in court and conducting them through arbitration. So I'm wondering how long some of these suits are going to stay in court, but there are certainly many of them filed already, and I'm starting to wonder whether those were also coordinated through the Reddit's users. And what's starting to become clear is Congress is going to have to address this, because we're now looking at something we haven't seen before. We are seeing a virtual trading platform through a Reddit site that has millions of users. I don't think the current regulatory regime even has anything to address regulating those folks as licensed brokers, dealers, whatever they are.
So from your perspective, what comes next? What's the, I don't want to say end game, because it feels like it's an ever-evolving situation, but what are the next steps, whether it's taken by Congress or people on Reddit, Robinhood?
We're just at the beginning of the beginning. I think we're still at step one. I mean, today the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington, D.C. issued a statement saying they were going to protect the investors and they were going to protect the markets, and they're looking into this. But I don't think this is something they can sit on. They're really going to have to take action quickly. We know Congress is looking at this from various perspectives, whether on behalf of the individual investors or the market as a whole. But there are also going to be civil and possibly criminal investigations into what has occurred, because it's unknown yet so far whether these some people look at what's happened and say, oh, these are just unruly, unsophisticated investors, and you can't really say they're manipulating the stock price or the amount of stocks. But other people might look at it and say, well, this Reddit group has been in existence since 2012. And like the hedge funds they're battling, maybe they're a lot more sophisticated than we first give them credit for. And they really are manipulating the markets and maybe acting in violation of the Federal Exchange Act by creating actual or apparent active trading in securities to raise the price or lower the price as they wish, and maybe violating other provisions of the Securities Act. So it is a very open question as to where this is going to go. For example, the typical pump and dump scheme that we haven't seen as much on this, and certainly not on this scale, we saw some in the 20 years ago during the dot-com bust, those were illegal schemes to boost a stock price based on false or misleading information. Well, we don't have that so much as possibly greatly exaggerated statements. And we'll have to see what these shareholders do. Are they going to hold on to their stock till it's worthless? Are they going to share when the tide, sell when the shares are at the top of the wave and let their friends suffer all the losses? But beyond that, the reason for congressional action is if these clearinghouses can't substantiate the trades and force banks and firms to sell stocks in Fortune 500 companies that are substantial, it's going to have an effect on the rest of the market. So this is requiring a lot of quick attention by a Congress that may have its mind elsewhere but needs to focus.
Yeah, so with Congress and the SEC, do they have the ability to basically tell Robinhood that they can or cannot restrict things, even if it is in that customer agreement?
I would say that the agencies have a great leverage and ability to influence the personnel in the markets to act accordingly. It's hard to think that they're going to let weeks of this go on and on, where the market is being moved to such an extent that the number of trades that involve companies that are near worthless or worth very little are predominating a market, and misallocating resources away from substantial businesses, large, medium-sized, and small, that are actually operating and making a profit and need capital markets to work properly in order to hire personnel, expand their businesses, and acquire equipment. That's a societal concern here by what's happened here. This is a version of chaos that we've seen in other areas of the social media world, and now we're seeing it in the public securities markets.
Yeah, is there, I know it's a super, is a complicated situation, and like we said, ever-evolving. Is there anything else you want to add that maybe I didn't ask about this whole situation with Robinhood and the stock market and everything?
Well, one of the points to consider, and it's interesting how long ago 2015 is, but back then we had the hit movie The Big Short, and the folks who bet on the mortgage securities market collapsing were portrayed as somewhat as complicated, but folk heroes, because they were exposing a flaw in the markets. What's happening now, it seems to be not so much disclosing a flaw in the markets as the small hedge fund guys who are really on the fringe of Wall Street. It's a different dynamic. They're exposing a incapacity of the markets to handle these kinds of transactions and possibly creating a systemic risk. So we need the congressional authorities, the government agency authorities, to look at this quickly and see what kind of internal vulnerabilities exist in the public marketplace so they can be fixed. Otherwise, someone with much greater computer acumen and financial wherewithal could really cause some serious problems.
As it sits right now, do you see this, could this happen to other stocks after GameStop? I know AMC, it hasn't happened to the extent, of course, not yet anyway. But if Congress doesn't take action, is this possible to spread to many other stocks?
That's exactly the concern, is where does this go next? What next list of five stocks that the millions of Reddit group members target next, as well as, I suspect, overseas, and other stock exchanges in Frankfurt and elsewhere in London, they're going to have their guard up and be ready to unplug investment movements of this sort, because they don't need their markets turned upside down because of some movements on stocks for companies that really aren't worth much